The Democratic Party's best chance for picking up a Republican-held Senate seat this year may be in Illinois, where Senator Peter Fitzgerald is retiring after one term. NPR's David Shaper profiles candidates from both parties on the eve of Illinois' primaries.
Considered a swing state just a decade ago, Illinois now tends to vote solidly Democratic. Republicans, who have been battered by scandals, lost the governorship in 2002 for the first time in 30 years. Al Gore carried the state by 12 points in 2000. And while Peter Fitzgerald defeated Carol Moseley Braun, the Senate's first African-American woman, 6 years ago, she ran under an ethical cloud, and still the margin was very close. So the Democrats go into this race with high hopes. 43-year-old State Senator Barack Obama bounds up the aisle of Liberty Baptist Church on Chicago's south side, shaking as many outstretched hands as he can. The crowd of more than 500 is energized by some polls showing Obama leading the six other Democrats running in tomorrow's primary.
You know, I told you about that headline today, Obama in the lead. But there's another headline out there somewhere that says Obama wins.
An Obama victory in November would make him the first black male Democrat ever elected to the Senate. Outside the church after the rally, it is one of the things not lost on 46-year-old Richard Thompson, a GED tutor from Chicago's South Side.
Well, electing Barack Obama would mean that for a diverse community of people of all races, that they would have a representative in the United States Senate that would be across the board for all of humanity.
But the race is tight, and Obama's recent surge is largely because of a sudden drop in support for the one-time frontrunner.
Blair Hull, a detailed plan to create jobs and make health care affordable.
One of several millionaires in the race, former commodities trader Blair Hull has poured $29 million from his personal fortune into this campaign, much of it on populist-themed commercials that have been airing since last June. But Hull's early lead evaporated after the disclosure that one of his ex-wives took out a protective order against him. Hull's downfall has also boosted Comptroller Dan Hynes, the only statewide office holder in the race, and like Obama, a non-millionaire. On the Republican side, the leader there seems to be former investment banker turned inner-city high school teacher Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan grew up in Wilmette.
Ryan has dipped generously into his own fortune to build a wide lead in polls while shaping an image as a compassionate conservative, stressing education reform.
The biggest social justice issue, the biggest civil rights issue of our generation is the number of children going to failing schools across this country.
The 44-year-old Ryan's wealth could make him competitive in the general election without needing national party resources, which is what helped Peter Fitzgerald defeat Moseley Braun 6 years ago. But Ryan could be hurt in November by his last name, which he shares with the indicted former governor George Ryan. There is no relation between the two Ryans, not that Democrats won't try to invent one should he win the primary. Jack Ryan is being pushed by a couple of millionaire businessmen and other candidates, and all differ little with Ryan on core Republican Party issues, such as abortion, tax cuts, and the war on terrorism. The Republican gaining the lion's share of newspaper endorsements is State Senator Steve Rauschenberger, but he hasn't been able to raise enough money to get on TV and trails in the polls as a result. And that's a troubling byproduct of this trend of wealthy candidates, according to Cindy Canary, director of the Illinois Campaign for Political Reform.
Are we getting the kind of, you know, sort of representation and thoughtfulness we need if the pool of people that we look to is this very small pool of wealthy individuals?
Illinois voters may answer that question tomorrow. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.